Fine. And Perak Beis Mishnah Yud. Marchikin as a Mishnah min hayarak. You have to distance the Mishnah. Mishnah is the soaking facility you have for soaking your flax. So if you remember, this flax is like a tall, reedy plant, which you usually put in water to soak for a few days, and it's called retting. And it rots the outside, cellulose, so that you can abrade it and pull up the fibers the inside to get the linen, you know, the linen fibers that you want. The problem is, as it sits in that water and decomposes, it becomes foul and stinky, and that water actually, I guess, is full of bacteria or stinky, I don't know what it is, it ruins the neighboring vegetables. So you can't put the redding facility for the flax close to your neighbor's vegetable garden, because it can ruin his vegetables. That's what it says here. Marchikin es mishrim in a yarek. Distance the soaking from the vegetables. There's a kreshim in a betzalim. If you have kreshim leeks and I have betzalim onions, you have to keep your leeks away from my onions, because apparently the leeks will ruin the taste of my onions.
Really?
That's what they say. There's a chardol min a dvorim. And same goes, you can't have a mustard growing area near my beehives, because the mustard, well, the bees living on the mustard will make my honey taste pungent, you know, won't be nice. Rabbi Yossi's matzer b'chardol. Rabbi Yossi says, listen, it's a two-way street here, buddy. Just the same way that you're claiming that my mustard is ruining your honey, your bees are ruining my mustard. So he says, it's just, they both have equal claim, and therefore they can work amongst themselves. One of them worse, better than the other. Halachas like the Tanakhama, in other words, the Tanakhama holds what the bees do to the mustard plant doesn't damage the mustard plant, and therefore that's not a legitimate claim. But that's it. Now, you notice in this last mission here, there's no distance given. Up to now, it was always Chamisha Mama, 25 Amas. No distance here. So some Mephoreshim learn it's Chamisha Mama, 50 Amas. Some Mephoreshim learn, no. You have to get out the surveyor, you know, the horticulturist, and say, how much distance we need between, you know, a flax soaking facility and my vegetables, and the vegetable won't be ruined. And if he says it's 62.5 Amas, then it is, you have to keep 62.5 Amas away, whatever. So two different approaches. Okay, that's why those Mephoreshim learn. The reason why no distance is given is because however far it is, depending on how many bees there are, depending on how big the soaking facility is, depending on what kind of vegetables they are, etc., that's what will determine how much space needs to be left.